What are your concerns with an adult entertainment establishment coming to rural McDonough County?
Well, I'm well aware of other strip bars and what happens in those communities. And in 2009, I prepared an ordinance, an adult use ordinance for McDonough County. I spent about 6 months preparing it, looking at case law across the country to see what issues had developed, and put everything legally I could put in it that had the restrictions you can do. I also provided a number of studies with that, and all the studies conclude that with a strip bar comes other types of crime, such as prostitution, drug use. It's common that type of stuff happens on premises, and despite what owners say will not happen, it does with the type of clientele that you have.
This ordinance, the ordinance you wrote, would that have prevented a club like this from coming here, or would it simply have placed a number of restrictions on it?
No, you cannot prevent a club like that from coming. It puts a number of restrictions on it, but it's considered First Amendment speech. It's dancing, and so, but what does put limits on it as far as 4-foot rules, so there's not touching, and by doing so, it eliminates some of the excitement of it with some of the limits.
I take it none of those limits would be in place today?
They are not in place because we haven't passed an ordinance. And once you build a place without an ordinance, there's no restrictions on them. It's considered First Amendment speech. And so if we pass an ordinance today, the place they built is grandfathered in. It would only apply to new places.
So just about anything could go at this place?
Yeah, there's no restrictions preventing VIP rooms where, you know, frequently people pay $300 to go in and have a private dance that other people don't get to observe. And if they're paying $300 for it, you can only imagine what goes on. And so I'm concerned about that type of stuff.
So what can you do? Anything?
I'm limited at this point unless they commit other crimes or they fail to comply with other laws. But as far as the establishment itself, as long as they keep order, you know, there's not fights. You know, if they use bouncers and they have appropriate parking and traffic concerns. And right now there's not a liquor license, but, you know, people bring their own liquor. But there's no kind of control that keeps them from drinking to excess like you would have at another bar where they have, you know, where people are not supposed to drink to excess. And if they are, they need, you know, they usually ask them to leave. You don't have those kind of restrictions now. People can come from other bars after they close, come to this place and misbehave like they do in Gulfport.
Given that there's no ordinance, no restrictions in place, could this establishment eventually sell alcohol?
That's something they would have to do with the state and with us. We have an ordinance on liquor, and I'd have to look at the ordinance I drafted back in 2009, whether we limited the sale of alcohol. But typically these places do have alcohol, and which I think would result in maybe a changing of the age as far as what you're whether you can allow 18-year-olds versus 21-year-olds in. And right now, with no alcohol, they can allow 18-year-olds in.
Are there any state rules, laws, regulations, ordinances that would impact this establishment?
My understanding is this year they established some sort of new sin tax that relates to these type of establishments, and some of the money is collected and it goes to support sex assault services. And but I haven't read the new act itself.
What about the ordinance you wrote 4 or 5 years ago? What sort of restrictions would it have placed on such an establishment?
The main thing would be there was a 4-foot rule, and I'd have to pull it and review it. I'll provide you a copy of it. But it did have a number of conditions that what you were allowed to do, whether it was involved full nudity or whether there were VIP rooms and it probably involved locations where you could build one.
You mentioned concerns with some of, prostitution, with a possibility of drugs related to places like this. What specifically have you seen from other communities?
Everywhere from Peoria to Gulfport, you know, the main ones around here that everybody's aware of, you have a lot of people that come from other locations after they've drank at other bars, and Gulfport is a particular one. People leave the riverboat or other bars and they go there, and it causes a strain on agencies such as the state police up there. They have to have special details on a regular basis, and they get a lot of DUIs and traffic stops with drugs at that location.
What about the ordinance you drafted? What became of that?
My understanding is, well, originally when I provided it to our county board chairman and it had the study, so it was a rather deep stack, he returned it back to me and informed me that McDonough County didn't need another 10-page ordinance and that he felt it had it was the start of zoning. My understanding is it's been presented to the Law and Legal Committee at least once before, and it was did not make it out of committee to bring to be brought to the full board. A number of the board members, I think it's a little backwards thinking, think that this is the start of zoning. It's not. It's designed specifically to deal with one particular type of issue, and it's adult use. And I've been warning them since 2009 that with the coming of the interstate, they're going to start building gas stations and motels on that side of town. And with that, you frequently see those little trailers that pop up in those kind of areas where they have strip bars and what looks like a construction-type trailer. Or 25-cent peep shows, and that's the kind of stuff the type of people who go to those places a lot of times are not good people, and we don't want that going on in our community, or a lot of people do not. And so as long as the place stays clean, I don't have a problem, but I know what problems come with them, and that's why I provided the studies to the county so they could see it for themselves. And hope that answered your question.
Is there anything you could put on the books to prevent more of these types of establishments from opening in McDonough County?
Well, if they pass the ordinance, that would help. And I think you would prevent the fly-by-night or the rinky-dink operations from coming up. And a lot of them will not put the money into a facility if they know they can't have VIP rooms where they get the big dollar items, or if they have four-foot rules, they may be deterred from building one. And right now, with no ordinance in place, there's no restrictions.
Can you explain what's the difference between, for example, the ordinance that you wrote and zoning, which seems to be a concern of some county board members?
My ordinance was directed specifically at the placement and use of adult establishments such as strip bars. And zoning in general deals with everything from parking to, you know, what type of places you can build and where, and such as houses or anything. And zoning itself, you have a zoning office and zoning enforcement, like we have with most of our villages and cities have certain types of zoning. Our county has no zoning, and this is not a zoning ordinance. It's an adult use ordinance. It's very specific to what it deals with.
Do they have to file anything with the county being a business? I mean, does the county stand to bring in some money as a result of this business?
The way it stands now, I don't believe that the county would be getting any kind of money unless there's some sales tax, which I'm not aware of that at this point in time. There's no liquor license there. They don't have to register with the county. They're a limited liability corporation, so they don't register here as an assumed name. With the county clerk, so I don't think there's going to be any direct benefit that I'm aware of to the county at this point.